What does your soul look like?
Wow, that's a big question.
Food.
Okay.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm saying this world is filled with all different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are caretakers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Wait, now that I think about it, that does mean exactly the same thing.
Oh, weird.
Okay, redo. Delete.
Okay,
start over.
Some people are carefree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people are care...
Full.
Pricey. Oh.
What?
Wait, I don't know.
Expensive?
The English language is hard.
You
get what I'm trying to say, though. Some people care and some people don't care.
Yes, okay. There it is.
And we're going to find out which kind of people work on this show. Careful people or care...
Less. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
It's a brand new edition of Care or Don't Care.
Oh, we got there.
Okay.
I almost don't care now.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know how this works, I have a list of buzz-related topics in my hand. I read the headlines and see if the room wants to hear about it or can't be bothered.
Mm.
So let's get to your first headline. Look to your left. Look to your right.
I did it.
Studies show at least one of those people has a hilarious technology compulsion.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
Ooh, I care.
Ooh, I feel like I know all about their technology compulsions in this room already, but I still care.
We got enough cares. There's no question that people are becoming more and more addicted to their smartphones.
Oh, yeah.
We hear surveys where people are willing to give up things like sweets, sex, even their own limbs, just so they wouldn't have to be without their precious screens for a moment.
Why do you need two legs?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't think it could get any worse, but it has, because a new study found that over half of us have become digital hoarders, meaning we let all of our photos, videos, songs, and other files pile up to the point where we never deleted a single file off of any of our devices.
Oh my God, that is so me. I honestly, like, my work email, I think, says that I have like a million unchecked emails.
Oh my gosh.
According to this study, the number one reason we don't delete files is we're worried we might need them someday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Number two is we don't want to let go of old memories, no matter how random or boring they may seem. Like that picture of your coworker Pearl eating a cupcake in the break room 7 years ago. You don't want to forget that, do you?
I am a digital hoarder. Both of those reasons are what I do.
On average, about 45% of your total storage is devoted to old, unnecessary files that you literally never use or look at.
How can you say unnecessary? You don't know what the future holds,
Jeffrey.
You don't
even know what they are anymore.
I have so many.
I may need it.
Text in, are you a digital hoarder? Then screenshot that text and save it and never delete it, because you might want to remember that you sent that text in. Let's go to your next headline. If you're going to fake call in sick to work, please just don't do what this woman did.
Oh, no.
Oh, I
care
to.
Or don't care?
I totally care.
I always care on these.
A woman in Oklahoma named Sydney Whitson tweeted last week about one of her coworkers who claimed she was running late to work. Apparently, she called in and told her boss it was because she had a flat tire.
Okay.
And the woman even sent a picture of a tire with a nail in it.
Ooh.
To prove that she was really stranded.
That's smart.
Yeah, that feels good. That feels legit.
Yeah.
But there were two big problems with it. One, if you zoom in a little bit on the photo, it's obvious that the picture is photoshopped.
Oh.
Because the nail looks incredibly fake, like a cartoon nail.
Oh, yeah.
And
I hate when I run over those cartoon nails.
Dang it.
And two, if you do a Google search for nail in tire, it's literally the first photo that comes up in the Google image search. So obviously they knew she was lying, and Sydney's tweet is now going viral, but so far we don't have an update on whether her coworker was fired or not. Let's see if you guys care about this. Well, she's finally done it. Officially the most ridiculous item ever sold on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop website.
Oh,
care or don't care?
I don't care.
I have to.
There's been so much about her. I don't care.
I have to care.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's always weird with her.
All right, we got enough cares. Gwyneth Paltrow has marketed some pretty crazy things on her lifestyle website, Goop. I mean, she sold a $250 toothpaste squeezer, a $900 mesh lunch bag, a $400 set of cheese knives made from endangered rhino horns.
Stop it. She did not.
I think I may have indulged a little bit.
Okay. I'm pretty sure she cares about the planet and animals.
But
I still believe.
The queen of practicality has officially outdone herself with the newest item available for purchase on her website, because she's now selling a candle that she claims smells just like her lady parts.
Oh, hers.
Okay.
Yes.
Gosh.
You know, I think she has a really wrong idea of what it actually smells like, but okay, continue.
The description says, quote, "With a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent, this candle is made with geranium, citrus notes, and cedar absolutes.
Wait, you're
juxtaposed with rose and ambrite seed to put us in a mind of fantasy, seduction, and a sophisticated warmth."
You know, I actually believe her. Like, she's putting jade eggs up there. She may be putting whole bags of potpourri up in that thing, okay? No, she's opening it up, and there is orange scent everywhere.
To be clear, it's not made with actual samples of Gwyneth herself. But
I didn't think that.
After her personal perfumer created the scent, she said, this smells just like my downstairs.
What?
It's similar to when Jose drives behind a Taco Bell where the dumpsters are. It costs $75 per candle.
Jesus.
And for one candle?
Yes, and it's sold out instantly.
Oh, no, it didn't.
It did. Don't worry, though. If you want Gwyneth's personal cookie candle, there is a waiting list.
Cookie candle.
And you can own it, too. So when you have your mom over for candlelight dinner and she goes, "What's that smell?"
You're like,
you can tell her, "Mom, that's the smell of Gwyneth Paltrow's lady garden."
Yeah.
Dude.
Let's move on to Jeff's joke of the day. Care, don't care.
Always care.
Yeah.
What's the least spoken language in the world?
What?
Uh-oh.
Sign language.
Oh, God.
Get it? Because you sign it, you don't speak it.
Clever.
That is a good one.
You are clever, sir.
That was Care or Don't Care. Text in 78592. Tell us what story or trend is out there that we should be caring about today. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.